I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A conservative group is making it known that it does not think rolling back rules on methane gas aligns with conservative values. The Bureau of Land Management's public comment period on the issue has ended, but a sampling of comments showed respondents were overwhelmingly opposed to the rollback. Roz Brown reports.
Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship has launched a media blitz to argue that the Trump administration's plan to roll back a waste prevention rule on methane is not in keeping with conservative principles. The Obama-era rule was designed to prevent energy waste, ensure a fair return on royalties, and improve air quality. It was set to take effect earlier this year, but Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says it's a burden on the industry and wants it eliminated. David Jenkins is president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship and wants New Mexico Republican Congressman Steve Pierce to stop supporting the rollback.
Yeah, I'm a conservative. Our organization is an organization of conservatives, and we're of the opinion that waste is not conservative. Common sense standards being put in place to prevent waste and to save taxpayers' money, that's a conservative thing to do.
Jenkins' group has placed multiple newspaper, radio, and online ads to support the methane rule. A conservation group that monitored the comment period on the proposed rollback says 99% of the 500,000 people who weighed in were opposed. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, and reports show that harmful emissions from oil and gas production on federal and tribal lands is worse in New Mexico than any other state. Jenkins argues that restricting emissions should not be a political issue.
Their knee-jerk reaction to push for a rollback, in our view, is just special interest politics, and it has nothing to do with them thinking about what's best for the citizens of New Mexico going forward.
The Department of the Interior reports that in 2014, oil and gas companies wasted enough gas to supply 1.5 million households for a year. Jenkins says in New Mexico alone, the industry is estimated to waste more than $100 million worth of natural gas annually.
What it comes down to are people not willing to go that little extra step to do something right. They won't do the easiest thing and the most quick thing that gets them a profit with the least amount of effort.
Colorado already requires oil and gas companies to install equipment to capture excess gas. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Throughout New Mexico, students as young as kindergartners have the opportunity to become junior entrepreneurs. Emily Guerra has more.
A fun and free new curriculum is available to elementary school teachers to introduce concepts of entrepreneurship and teamwork into their classrooms. This new program is InnoVenture Junior, created by Arrowhead Center at New Mexico State University. It offers free online activity books, reusable workbooks, and animated videos in English and Spanish. InnoVenture Director Amanda Bradford says the first question they ask students is, has anyone heard of the word entrepreneur?
And the way we talk about it with the students is we want them to understand that an entrepreneur is someone who sees a problem in their community, has an idea for how they might be able to solve that problem, and then takes action to build a business around the solution that they've come up with, the idea that they've had. So we talk to the students about how they can apply those steps to think like an entrepreneur and work together in teams.
Program specialist Cassie McClure agrees with Bradford and says that after the one-hour class, students have been really creative.
But second of all is that they didn't have that confidence. So at the end of the class, hey, I've written down what it's going to be, what it can do, who the audience is, and how much it's going to cost. And these are these sort of grown-up topics. And now that they've entered into that world, they think, well, maybe that's possible. It gives them a little bit of an edge of confidence that I can just see it in 1 hour.
Bradford and McClure have visited more than a dozen classrooms in Las Cruces with an introduction to using InnoVenture Junior materials. Teachers can email Bradford at ambradfo@nmsu.edu or call 575-646-7148 to request materials, ask questions, or schedule a classroom visit from the InnoVenture team. To learn more about Arrowhead's programs, visit arrowheadcenter.nmsu.edu. You can listen to the entire interview with Amanda Bradford and Cassie McClure on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and KRWG.org. To listen, just click on Puentes on our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.